The Rocky Mountain Rangers, Episode 3, Tritanium. There was a coolness in the air that the Rangers hadn't felt in a long time. The mountains were sending a message. Well, you better get your affairs in order because winter is coming. But it was a message that the Rangers knew well, because in this neck of the woods, the weather can change from sunshine to snowstorm in a Rocky Mountain minute. Of course, that's why the Rangers were always prepared. But nothing could prepare them for what they were about to find.
It's always something, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess, but not always.
What do you mean?
Well, if it's always something, that means it's never nothing. And if it's never nothing, then why have it?
Why have what?
Why have nothing?
It was a good question, but it was also a little early for philosophy, even if it did make perfect sense. After all, the Rangers had other points to ponder, like what was the evil doctor Tri up to? Aluminum trees? Titanium stoneflies? And as they walked to the Ranger Fort, a shack tucked in the grove of trees past the old cemetery, they could feel the cool mountain air dissipate into the warm valley. Rowan and Torrin were already at the fort, and they were in the midst of their own philosophical discourse.
It has had frosting. That's a big difference.
Okay, well, it wasn't exactly a deep philosophy.
But you gotta admit, without the frosting, they're kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but that cupcake has a paper thing around the bottom. I've never seen a muffin with one of those.
Yeah, that's true. I've never seen a muffin with paper pants.
Of course, that would be the moment that Mimi and Zach would walk in.
Paper pants? Muffins? I'm glad to see you guys are actually asking life's important questions.
Hey, I'll take one of those cup muffin cakes.
And as they chowed down on huckleberry muffins, they made an assessment of what they knew and what they didn't.
Okay, so he's made an aluminum tree.
Yeah, one that he's very protective of.
And we found a titanium stonefly.
Yeah, and it destroyed everything in its path.
And the Rangers all looked over at the tin that contained the insidious insect.
I think we should take a closer look at it.
A closer look? A closer look? Are you kidding me? That thing could rip your eyeball to shreds.
Okay, what if we take a further look?
It wasn't a bad idea. So the Rangers placed the tin on a table, quickly opened the lid, and took a step back, arms ready to protect. But nothing happened. No buzzing. No heat. No movement.
I think it's dead.
Well, it can't be dead if it were never alive.
Well, maybe the batteries are dead.
Or maybe it's run out of fuel.
Where would you even put fuel in that thing?
Good question. I think we need to put it under the scope.
The Rangers set up an old microscope and gathered round.
Okay, who's gonna pick that thing up?
Well, maybe we should pluck it up with something, like some tweezers.
Ooh, I got just the thing.
Zach reached into a pouch on his belt and pulled out a multi-tool. But it wasn't the fancy store-bought kind. No, this one was homemade, soldered and welded together, wire-tied. And he called it...
My Franken-knife. This thing has everything. Let's see. Knife, tweezers, fishing rule, saw... Oh, tweezers!
Mimi took the tweezers and reached into the tin.
Careful.
When Mimi successfully set the stonefly down onto the microscope tray, the Rangers breathed a collective sigh of relief. She then zoomed in and focused on the spurious stonefly.
Okay, so what are you all about?
Under the scope, all the elements of a regular stonefly were present.
Head, thorax, abdomen...
Yep, mandibles.
Well, it does have 6 legs.
All accounted for, and all made of metal.
But what about antenna?
Mimi took a closer look. The antennae were there, but they looked different.
Yeah, there are 2 antennae, but they're not made out of metal. They're made out of something like rubber.
And the Rangers figured it out. This stonefly was being controlled, like a remote control car.
More like a remote control mini muncher.
So they took a look at the outside of the stonefly, But now it was time to dig a little deeper.
There's gotta be a way to open this thing up.
See if it has any screws.
Or maybe there's some kind of release.
Now if only the Rangers had a tool that would help them take a closer look.
Have no fear, Frankenknife is here.
Zack pulled a needle out of his Frankenknife and handed it to Mimi.
Perfect.
She started by pressing the different parts of this artificial arthropod, but nothing happened. That is, until she ran the needle along the ribbed sections of the insect's abdomen.
Whoa!
The bug sprang to life. But just for a second.
That was weird.
Turn it over. Let's check the underside.
The Rangers were still on edge. They knew there could still be some life in this mercurial micro-machine.
Careful.
Mimi carefully turned the titanium stonefly over, and they noticed some numbers underneath.
Yeah, look, there's a number engraved in the thorax.
They wrote down the number.
774.3?
I bet it's a frequency, the one that's controlling it.
After they wrote down the frequency, Zack noticed something else.
Check it out, I bet you those two things are release pins.
They were determined to figure out what made this thing tick.
Now let's pop the top on this tiny terror.
Mimi pressed in one of the release pins, but it sprang right back.
They probably have to be pushed at the same time.
Zack grabbed another needle from his Frankenknife. He set one needle on the release pin while Mimi pressed down on the other. The insect made a click. The top and the bottom were detached.
Now we just lift the bottom and...
Stay tuned for another Rocky Mountain Ranger adventure when Torin says...
Whoa.
The Rocky Mountain Rangers would like to thank the Bozeman Library Foundation and Bozeman Sweet Pea Festival for their support. Thanks for tuning in. Find us online at mountainrangers.com.